If Worcester is successful in attracting young new workers, it'll be a boon to the Worcester Regional Airport. That airport, located just north of Route 9 and just west of downtown, is currently served by just one airline, Direct Air. Massport runs the airport, and officials there hope to one day lure a carrier like American Eagle or Continental Express, small regional airlines. In the meantime, Massport says it's being realistic and not aggressive when it comes to expanding the airport. In a practical sense, that means the airport is very, very quiet, as we found out on a recent trip. So we're entering the parking lot of the Worcester Regional Airport, and there seems to be very little going on here. There are a couple of dozen cars parked in the open air parking lot, but no people. And as we pull up to the parking attendant booth where the sign says stop for attendant parking rates $7 a day, there's no one in the booth, no human being in the booth. And then when you pull a few feet up to the machine that dispenses parking tickets, you can't get a ticket because the electronic guts are hanging out of the machine. So we pull in the parking lot and we'll see what's happening in the terminal itself. Plenty of spaces, parking spaces. So we're in the terminal and it's very, very empty. Not one passenger in here. Not one passenger in front of the airline ticketing counters. No one to take the tickets. The escalators aren't running. There are no passengers down the way waiting to rent cars at the car rental counter, although there does seem to be someone staffing the counter. On one end of this football-length long terminal is a sign that reads, Welcome to Worcester. On the other end, there's a huge sign that says, Air Capital of the World. Not here.